Welcome back to that 590 show. Rock, did you see the story about Lucky Whitehead's dog?
No, I did not.
Lucky Whitehead, who was a wide receiver slash, I think he's kind of a kick returner too for the Dallas Cowboys. He's actually a pretty fun player to watch. He's one of those players that you pick up on your daily fantasy who can sometimes put you over the edge. Because, you know, like, you know, he'll score that one touchdown like in garbage time. Or he'll pick up like a, you know, like a 50-yard game, something like that. Anyway, so he's got this this pit bull named Blitz. And looking at the picture, it seems like it's a kind of a cute dog. It's got like a Superman costume on. Anyway, the dog was kidnapped and held for ransom for $10,000.
Jesus.
Yes.
That's some Narcos type stuff right there.
Somehow it got into the hands of a local rapper named Bugatti Casino.
Wow.
How you came up with that name as your hip-hop name, I'll never know.
Bugatti?
Bugatti Casino somehow gets his hands on the dog. Returns it to Lucky Whitehead, even though he's claiming he had nothing to do with the dog napping.
Something tells me Bugatti Casino uses the word stacks in every single rhyme he's ever written his entire career.
Stacks and bricks.
Yeah, probably. Bugatti Casino. I bet he's got some deep, deep lyrics.
You think he's kind of like, you know, a combination of Kendrick Lamar and Logic and...
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, very word-heavy kind of guy. Definitely.
You're going to be listening...
Definitely isn't pulling a bunch of Gucci Mane mumble BS out of his trap.
You're going to listen to him. It's going to be like the first time you heard the College Dropout. You're going to be like, damn, man.
Yeah.
He got deep.
Nothing will ever be like the first time I heard College Dropout.
He got deep like Furious Styles.
It's like, oh, wow, is this a track from Good Kid, Bad City? I'm like, this is incredible.
I found him on YouTube, but I highly doubt that it's
clear. No, do not click play. Do not pop that up.
I would imagine we probably cannot play
him. But anyhow, so are people accusing him of actually stealing the dog?
People are accusing him of stealing the dog, but he's saying that he had nothing to do with it.
He has a song called Jacked, a song called 30 Shots, and a song called Stick on It.
Oh, 30 Shots. I wonder what that's about. You know what? I bet it's about... The 30 shots that have been fired from police guns to take down young Americans in this country, and how the injustice of that is really tearing apart the youth of America. I bet you that's what 30 shots is about. You think so, Giamatti?
Also, a small documentary on doing 9 years in prison for robbery.
Wow, that's
so.
You did not have a good lawyer friend.
No, not at all. So last night there was
nine for robbery.
Last night there was a video on Twitter circulating of Bugatti Casino. And Blitz, and he was demanding $20,000 from Whitehead in exchange for the dog. In the video, Bugatti claimed that he did not steal Blitz, but paid someone else $20,000 for him and simply wanted to be reimbursed.
Dude, that's wow.
That's quite the con.
Woo! You got to have some guts to try to just say that lie out in public.
That's right up there with writing, like, you know, Rocchio window repair on a brick and then throwing it through someone's window.
Yeah. That's up there with calling the cops when somebody jacks you during a drug deal.
Someone stole my brick of cocaine. I'm calling 911.
Listen, I bought $250 to get this ounce of weed.
I know you took
my $250 and didn't give me the weed. What am I supposed to do?
I know someone was looking for your dog. Don't ask me how I know, but I know someone was looking for your dog, and I paid $20,000 to get your dog back. So yeah, bro, you owe me $20,000.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard. That'll be on some Spike TV thing of stupid criminals top 10.
We should try something like that. What do you think we could steal? Who do you think has the most valuable possession that works at this radio station that we could steal and hold for ransom like that?
It's radio. I don't think we're going to be finding that one.
Do you think Cam has like any hockey trophies that we could probably steal and say, "Hey man, we were at a garage sale and we found this, and I paid $20,000."
Cam probably has all five of his goals, all the pucks from all five of his goals, just up on his mantle. Those are probably you know, there's so few of them that they're probably
scored more than five.
They're probably
maybe six.
I think it is. They mean so much to him, Burger. That's probably the best item.
I got this dog. I paid $20,000 to save your dog. Now you owe me, mother bleeper.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing in the world. I mean, criminals, I guess criminals are getting stupider. I'm not sure. No one's going to buy this one. You put out a video asking for the money. Yeah, you're stupid, and I can't wait till you get arrested so that we can all laugh at your mugshot. and so that we can all laugh at your terrible music.
Yeah, and
I don't know it for sure. You know what? I could be wrong. I'll tell you when we get back from the break. Pretty positive this guy sucks.
I'm looking at Bugatti Casino, and yeah, he does not look like he's probably the most.
I bet this guy's
most honorable person.
I bet this guy's just terrible on the mic. Guy, I want to go to break just so I can make fun of him.
I see him like Rocchio said, like Gucci Mane mumble rap, just total garbage.
Yeah, just like really just mumbling through how your entire life is about women, drugs, and money.
Yeah,
and how cool that makes you. Again, 30 shots. I'm sure is a very pointed rap about the problem of gun violence in America's inner cities. 30 shots.
Yeah, today's school.
That has to be about the time that he sat awake and couldn't go to sleep when he was a little child because he grew up in downtown Detroit, and those 30 shots kept him awake.
Let's take that commercial break. We'll find out a little more about Bugatti Casino.
Bugatti, that's the worst name ever. No, we're not. I'm not even gonna. This guy sucks.
Is this it here?
I'm aware of the fact that he sucks. We can just move past it.
He is somehow on Spotify, but all of his music is explicit.
Jesus, okay. This guy's on Spotify?
Almost everybody's on Spotify now, for the most part.
Another song called Rambo Mode.
Bet you about him being a really pacifistic kind of person.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Howard Balzer from BalzerFootball.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.